Our first lesson today is from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, on them has the light given brightness. Thou hast multiplied the nation. Thou hast made their gladness. They are glad before thee, as with the gladness of harvest, as they rejoice who part the spoil. For the yoke of their burden, the rod of their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster, hast thou dismayed, as in the day of Midian. For every mob shall be mobbed by the earthquake, and the garment rolled in blood shall be for burning up, even food for the fire. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the principality shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God, Hero, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be regarded by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in the heavens. Therefore, when thou give alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do, in the synagogues and in the lanes, that they may be glorified by men. Amen, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou give alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand does, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense thee himself in what is manifest. And when thou pray, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may appear unto men. Amen, I say unto you, that they have their reward. But thou, when thou pray, enter into thy chamber, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, who is in secret. And thy Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense thee in what is manifest. And when you pray, do not speak on and on as the Gentiles do, for they think that they shall be hearkened to for their many words. Be not ye therefore like them, for your Father knows what things you need before you ask him. In this way therefore pray ye, Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad face, for they obscure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Amen, I say unto you, that they have their reward. But thou, when thou fast, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but to thy Father, who is in secret, and thy Father, who sees in secret, shall recompense thee in what is manifest. Our next reading is from True Christian Religion, portion of number 306. In the spiritual sense, to honor father and mother means to revere and love God and the church. In this sense, God, who is the Father of all, is meant by Father, and the Church by Mother. In the heavens, little children and the angels know no other father and no other mother, since they are there born anew of the Lord through the Church. Therefore the Lord says, Call no man your father on the earth, for one is your Father who is in the heavens. This was said with reference to children and angels in heaven, and not of children and men on earth. The Lord teaches the same thing in the common prayer of the Christian churches. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. And further, from True Christian Religion, number 112, from A Memorable Relation. But let us return to the Lord's Prayer, where it says, Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. By these words, you who are present understand the Father in his divine alone, but I understand the Father in his human. Moreover, this human is the name of the Father. For the Lord said, Father, glorify thy name, that is, thy human. And when this is done, the kingdom of God comes. And the reason why this prayer was commanded for the present time is evident, namely, that through his human, an approach may be had to God the Father. The Lord also said, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in the prophet, Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name is God, Mighty, Eternal Father. And elsewhere, Thou, Yahuwah, art our Father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is thy name. Besides many other places where the Lord our Savior is called Yahuwah. This is the true explanation of the words of that prayer. Amen. Here in the reading, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In prayer, we begin with Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Our Father. We heard in a memorable relation Emanuel Swedenborg explaining what this means to good spirits who are having a debate about this, giving the final true answer. And in it, he said, By these words, you who are present understand the Father in his divine alone, but I understand the Father in his human. And that is what Christmas is all about. Before the Lord was born on earth, God, Yahuwah, the Lord, was invisible to men. The Jews and the children of Israel knew of a God named Yahuwah, and it had been revealed to them, but they had never seen Yahuwah. Indeed, at first, the children of Israel thought of Yahuwah as a local God, as one of many gods of the land of Canaan, which is why they thought that maybe he wouldn't have power in other lands. And some of them would even try to run away to another land, imagining themselves able to get away from Yahuwah, thinking that he was just a local god. But throughout the prophecies, a vision of the Lord changed, moved from one of many gods, even if the best of those many gods, to the only God, the God of all of creation and of all lands everywhere. But this God was still invisible, was still not something easily understood. So when the Lord was born, he became human, and he put on flesh, a human body. And amazingly enough, he came as a little child, an infant, born from a mother, just like any of us. In the prophet Isaiah, we are told that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, and a son is given, and the principality shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, God, Hero, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. From this prophecy, it is easy and clear to understand that Jesus Christ, born of Mary, is God, is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, is Yahuwah the Lord incarnate on earth. But for many years, Christians were confused by this, because the Lord, while on earth, spoke of the Father and said things like, "Only through me may one come to the Father." And so people began to think of the Lord, Jesus Christ, and the Father as separate people, which meant that the Father became invisible once again, which is a sad and terrible thing. So when Emanuel Swedenborg, in this memorable relation, said, "For you, the Lord is merely divine, a divine being, when in actuality he is divinely human," what he was saying was that the Father had been separated from our vision of God as a man. Which is why Christmas needs to come every year, so that we can be reminded of who the Lord really is, our Father. We read in Mark chapter 10 a wonderful example of this clear teaching that the Lord, Jesus Christ, is the Father. And Jesus, looking round about, said to his disciples, "With what difficulty shall they who have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. And listen to this. And Jesus, again answering, said to them, "Children, how difficult it is for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God." The Lord, Jesus Christ, called his disciples children, because they were his children. So how are we to see Jesus Christ, the Father, as our Father? Often, when one thinks of our Father in heaven, one might think of a very old man with a beard, as in popular culture. This is a terrible image of the Lord as our Father, because the Lord was and is Jesus Christ. So listen to this from Matthew chapter 18. In the same hour came the disciples to Jesus, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens?" And Jesus, calling a little child, set him in the midst of them and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Whoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whoever shall offend one of these little ones who believes in me, it is better for him that a millstone should be hung about his neck and that he should be sunk into the depths of the sea." The Lord is telling us two very important things here: that we must be as little children, and that to receive children is to receive him. One way that we can be as little children is to look up to the Lord, Jesus Christ, in his human, glorified as our Father. We can imagine a 33-year-old Jesus Christ having risen from the cross. And what kind of child would a 33-year-old man have? A little child. And that is how the Lord is asking us to come to him. He also says, "He who receives this little child receives me." Literally, it means that we should receive children into our lives, but it also means that we must receive innocence into our lives. And one of the wonderful ways that we can receive innocence is through Christmas. We can receive the innocence of Christmas. Childhood is wonderfully blessed with remnants and remains, affections for goods and truths, especially things tied to the Word and stories from the Word. So that every year, when Christmas comes, and you begin to hear tales of the Christmas story again, and hear the songs, and see the lights, and all the decorations, those wonderful things inside of us that the Lord has given can be reawakened, and we can again appreciate what it means to be a child, and a child of God. The Lord came as a little infant, and he who receives a little infant receives him. We also heard in Matthew chapter 19, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put hands upon them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And laying hands on them, he departed thence. Let us turn to the Lord as our Father. Let us not let our disciples tell us that we shouldn't be children, that we need to be serious, grown-up adults who take everything very seriously and are in charge of every aspect of our own lives. Be careful. We are not in charge. We are children. We are children of our Father, the Lord God, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now to the one God of heaven and earth, who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen.